The Herald of Christ's Kingdom, November-December 2022. The theme of this issue is Thanksgiving. In the beginning, the Apostle Paul started his letter to the Colossians with the words, "In our prayers for you, we always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." Verse 3. Former U.S. President John F. Kennedy said, "As we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them." This issue of the Herald is dedicated to appreciating God in our life and finding ways in which we can better show and live our gratitude. Peace and Thank Offerings in the Tabernacle examines these two offerings of Leviticus. The offerings there represent our gratitude for the gift of justification and the offering of ourselves in living consecrated lives in order to show that gratitude. Thank Offerings of Hezekiah details the efforts of Israel's greatest Reformation king, his efforts to restore Israel to proper worship of Jehovah. Prophetically picture the restoration of the nation to faith at the inauguration of the millennial kingdom. Thanking our Heavenly Father looks at ways in which trials build our faith and how those afflictions give us opportunities to thank God. Psalm 145 is a meditation on God's sovereignty over creation. Despite its fallen nature, mankind remains a miracle, often reflecting the goodness of God. David's example of faith, despite several failings, can give us encouragement to treasure our relationship as sons of God. The prophecy of Jeremiah 33 reflects on the final days of the kingdom of Judah and the hope of restoration given through the prophet. The restoration of the nation of Israel and the regathering of Jews to the land in our day is a cause for gratitude that God's plan is working for the benefit of all the families of earth. "What shall I render unto Jehovah?" examines the 116th Psalm, a song of praise and thanksgiving for deliverance and renewal. Our morning resolve begins with three verses from this psalm that remind us of our responsibility to God for the blessings He bestows on us. "God sent His Son" reflects on the ways in which our attitude toward trials makes a difference in how we progress as children of God. When we see all the ways God directs us, we can better reflect on the proper gratitude for His care over us.